With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio.
AAA predicts that over this 4th of July weekend, Americans will make more than 43 million car trips. That would be an all-time record for the 4th. And when those travelers pull into the gas station, they'll likely be confronted with the highest Independence Day gas prices since 2014. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more on what this means for travelers' budgets.
It's been more than a year since Emily Mills from Tennessee has seen her family in Colorado.
It's like we were coming no matter what. It's just time to see people, even if there's a cost associated with that.
Briefly, she considered flying to see them and getting a rental car.
We did check prices and it was just so much higher. We're like, yeah, that's not even a contest.
So she and her husband are sticking with the old 2006 Lexus SUV, which Mills even fixed up for the trip. They've driven through Kentucky, Illinois, Kansas, and Missouri, and Mills says it's been a snapshot of fuel shortages.
We had family text us ahead of time saying, make sure you fill up before you get here. We also stopped to get a gas can to fill up extra gas.
She says some Colorado gas stations were closed without people to staff them. But as Mills has seen, not all states are equal when it comes to prices.
Colorado has definitely been the most expensive thus far.
The state average is around $3.40 a gallon. That's about the tipping point when people start taking a closer look at their road trip itinerary, or whether to drive an RV or a more fuel-efficient vehicle, says Jeanette McGee, a AAA spokesperson.
So they may partake in some more free activities, or they may eat out less. Others may look at gas prices and decide they may not want to travel as far, and they'll just change their destination to somewhere a little bit closer.
Some businesses rely on out-of-state travelers this time of year, like the drive-in movie theater called the Holiday Twin in Fort Collins, Colorado. Josh Caesar is the general manager.
We've seen a lot of people from Wyoming, which is pretty typical for us, but what we would normally really be seeing is the Midwestern states. A lot of those we haven't seen yet.
Caesar says gas prices might have something to do with that. Plus, he hasn't seen a single customer show up in an RV this season.
Which is kind of outlandish to me.
Because he says normally at this time of year, RVs come to his drive-in every week. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.